Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, you people of Israel, because the Lord has charges to make against the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, there is no mercy, and there is no knowledge of God in the land. There is cursing, lying, murder, theft, and adultery. They break out in violence, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore the land mourns, and everyone who dwells in it wastes away, along with the wild animals and the birds in the sky. Even the fish of the sea have been removed. Yet no one should bring charges, no one should accuse, because your people are like those who dispute with a priest. You will stumble by day, and the prophet will also stumble with you by night. I will also destroy your mother. My people have been destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from serving as a priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people. They set their desire on things that make them guilty. So it will be the same for people as for priests. I will punish them for their ways. I will repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not be satisfied. They will engage in sexual immorality, but not increase. They will take place because they have abandoned the Lord to devote themselves to sexual sin. Wine and new wine take away their understanding. My people consult their wooden idol, and their fortune teller's wand gives them information, because a promiscuous spirit has led them astray, and they behave like a whore instead of following their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops. They burn incense on the hills and under oaks, poplars, and terebinths, because their shade is pleasant. That is why your daughters commit fornication and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit fornication or your brides when they commit adultery, because the men consort with prostitutes and sacrifice with shrine prostitutes, so the people without understanding will come to ruin. Though you, Israel, practice sexual immorality, Judah should not follow your guilty way. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth-Aven. Do not swear as surely as the Lord lives. For Israel has become as stubborn as a heifer. How can the Lord feed them like a lamb in a meadow? Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him go on his way. Their alcohol drinks are used up, but they keep practicing sexual immorality anyway. Their rulers, who should be their shields, instead love shame. The wings of the wind will sweep them away, and they will be put to shame because of their sacrifices. Chapter 5. Hear this, you priests. Pay attention, house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for this judgment applies to you, because you were a trap at Mizpah, and a net spread out on Mount Tabor. The rebels sink deeper into slaughter, but I will discipline all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. Now, Ephraim, you still practice sexual immorality. Israel is defiled. Their deeds do not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of prostitution lies within them, and they do not know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel testifies against them. Israel and Ephraim will stumble over their guilt. Judah also will stumble with them. They will go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, but they will not find them. He has withdrawn from them. They acted treacherously against the Lord. They even gave birth to illegitimate children. Now the new moon will devour them along with their allotted land. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah and the trumpet in Ramah. Raise a battle cry at Beth-Aven. Lead the way, Benjamin. Ephraim will become desolate ruins on the day it is punished. What I have made known among the tribes of Israel will certainly happen. The officials of Judah are like people who move a boundary stone. I will pour out my wrath on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, because he was determined to pursue worthless idols. I am like a moth to Ephraim and like decay to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to the great king for help. But he's not able to heal you, and he will not cure your wound. Because I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. Yes, I will tear him to pieces and go away. I will carry them off, and there will be no one who can rescue them."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.